You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Mark, thank you so much for staying with the CBS McIsaac show. Tonight, midnight, we have a national lockdown that will be effected, and that is in accordance with the government having decided that that is a necessary move for us to help contain COVID-19 transmission. Obviously, that has to be operationalized, and key to that is the relationship between the police and the army, which is why we spoke earlier to the Minister of Defence, Nosiviwe Mampisa Nqakula. If you had missed that conversation, we had asked her operationally, what does it mean for the army to play a supporting role? She, of course, gave us detail, and we have put that in a podcast for you. I've tweeted it, and you can find that link on my Twitter account. I'm also going to put it on Facebook. Otherwise, go to 702.co.za. But there's a couple of things she said that was important, just by way of summating, that it is a supporting role, that they obviously, in the first instance, take their cue from what it is that the SAPs need them to be doing, and that she gets also that in terms of what kind of memories the image of soldiers on the streets and the townships especially evoke in us historically, that it's understandable that you don't associate them with keeping the peace or being involved in this kind of civilian mission, but nevertheless that they've been thoroughly briefed. However, it's also very important, the minister had said earlier, that we in turn as citizens don't break the law, and that we do what we need to do, so that this is a partnership where we can keep the possibility of anything going wrong in the next 21 days to a minimum. Well, the other part of that relationship is, of course, the SAPs, and obviously also having a very busy day is the Minister of Police, but he is joining us. And I think the one thing, by the way, that I think the ministers are doing very well, and it's critical that they do this, is simultaneously doing their job operationally, but also communicating clearly and often with you, the public, through the media. And in that regard, I now want to welcome to the show Minister of Police General Becky Cele, who's having a very busy day, but has agreed to speak to us for a couple of minutes. Minister, good morning to you. Did you get any sleep last night?
Good morning. Could be better. I'm not sure if I did get sleep. And before I slept, my spokesperson, Brigadier Peters, just brought a long, long list that, you know, I don't think I like this list. But here is a list.
Well, we'll keep this conversation short because you must get on with your day. But I did want to ask one or two of the most important questions that many of the public still have. And they operational questions, General Cele. The first is, do we have capacity in the South African Police Service for this particular mission? I spoke to the Minister of Defence earlier. She spoke about Phase 1 and Phase 2, which is interesting, and said to me that in Phase 1, deployment of soldiers will happen in Gauteng, Western Cape, and KZN in particular, and then depending on where the virus goes, like in the Free State, that might be part of Phase 2. How many SAPS members are we talking about, and do you have capacity in terms of manpower?
But the most important thing there, Precious, is that deployment of the soldiers is in support of the police under the Disaster Act. We haven't reached where the soldiers are deployed independently, which is a state of emergency. God help us all, we don't reach that level. As the soldiers will be deployed according to the plan they've worked together with police. There are two generals, one from the army, one from the police. They've been working on this thing for a week or two ago because that plan will have to be implemented. Come 23:59, life stops tonight. And that is an appeal to the people of South Africa to do what is right and what they are expected and what they have been requested to do, failing which we'll have to have some few of enforcement. Somebody raised an issue, I think it's you or your previous guest, of this kind of work is partnership. As South Africans together with their forces, we were there previously when the forces were against the people. This time is a partnership to say we enforce what saves you as the people of South Africa. You know, this is a world problem. I was looking at the figures of Italy. The Spain has just taken over China. 1 24-hour day in Italy, 627 dead bodies were picked up. In South Africa, Mkhize told us yesterday it was 709. Surely that will go up. If we really do come together and we do more than half, 50 up to 70% of things that we're supposed to do, we can avoid that situation. One of those things is to stay put, is to stay in and kill the chain of escalation and the chain that takes from one to... So is one critical 3 weeks that South Africans are really called and requested to honor. And if we do, that would be the, us all working towards saving the country and the nation.
From an operating point of view, General Tsele, will the police preemptively be having roadblocks all over the place and people will be going through them and questioned about what proof do you have for where you are heading, or will they be making judgment calls about who to stop?
Roadblocks are going to be there, and they're expected to be many. Because the first prize of this thing is to stay where you are. So if you don't, we must help you by not allowing you to move. To the trick and the principle is that you stay with the people that would be staying with the people that you know. Avoid meeting the new people, even the people that you know. Mm. Avoid meeting them in the next day. Keep the minimal. If you're alone, try hard to stay alone. If it's you and your family, try hard to be restricted on that one. So the roadblocks will be there. The category of people that will give us essential services has been given. Your health workers. Fortunately, I think it's easy to identify nurses, doctors, and all that. So that category, I think, is an easy category. The second category are people that are working at our shops, especially that sell food, not any shop, actual retailers and supermarkets that sell food. We have requested that the owners and the employers, they create a special ID card that would be able for those people to show on the roadblocks, the police and the socials that are going there. The third category is yourself, the media people. That we have requested that their press card will be enough, but with your ID to show that it is not fake what you are having. What the other thing are the forms that you are requesting that you fill. You remember, you are very high mobile. Your mobility of your people is very high. You can be in 4 events on one day. Now, we must be able to trace you if you were there on the first one, so that we go and check the people that you were with. If at the later stage, on the fifth one, we discover that either you are positive or you are suspected. Mm. It's not for being punitive, but it's to create the traceability of the group of people that you have come to contact with. So those are the things that we request. And there is a category of people that is more difficult, those that they go for shopping and all that. We are on this one banking on this human element, human relationship and partnership that people will explain to the police, will explain to the soldiers, and soldiers will understand that you are going for essentials. Essentials, when you go to a supermarket that sells food, sells clothes, sells stove, TV, alcohol, and the tobacco, you are only allowed to buy one item, that is food. Any other thing, we are not going to buy that thing. That's why all other shops are closed, so that people, they deal with the food. So people should not abuse that opportunity. As you are stopped and you find that you are carrying all the stuff that you're not supposed to carry, the clothes, the alcohol, and all that, that puts you on the back foot. That puts you on the criminal element of breaking the law. But doing proper things really will work together. There is one that keeps coming. Maybe let me try it. This court looking after children, that maybe a week the child sits with me, yep. Next week he stays with the mother.
A different parent,
that
yeah.
Question has been coming up, yeah. I don't know what would be wrong if the child that comes to me a week stays a week or two more under present circumstances, unless it becomes essential that the child moves. Let's say the medicine of the child and the doctor of the child is on the mother's side. Then that will force us to move the child if the child gets sick. But otherwise, there is no need of moving the child around. It's only 21 days. If the child stays with me 7 days a week, just add more 14, and then we'll still come to you.
So, General, thank you so much. You really are being very detailed. In fact, you've answered some questions I was going to ask. You're doing a good job interviewing yourself with the perfect questions and the right answers. In general, if we all, as you tried to say yesterday, and that's how I took your messaging, if we are compliant and we do our bit, obviously there will be hiccups here and there, but not every practicality can be anticipated, and we are in this thing together. What have the SEPS members been told in terms of any standard operating procedures, in terms of what kind of questions they must ask at the when they are stopping people at the roadblocks? What kind of training have they got in that regard? What is the instructions to them?
Remember, we have shut down our colleges as the South African police were supposed to be training 7,000 people. Mm. All those people are home. We have taken the instructors and the lecturers of those police and created a special team that will move around to tell the story to our members. The few things is to emphasize the point that there is no war here against the nation. There is a war that we're all fighting together. The behavior must be still maximum and the courtesy. We will be asking your name, but you must have a thorough and proper explanation. Why are you on the road? For instance, we would not expect you to be on the road today because you are going to shop, and tomorrow morning again you are on the road because you are going to shop. I think that you will, because the movement must be minimal, bare minimal. So those are the things. But the police also would advise you that, no, you were here yesterday, why don't you just go back today, do things that you're supposed to do. We are developing pamphlets for the police that will distribute themselves in many languages of washing the hands, distance, and all those coughing, how you cough and all that. The other one that came up was dog walking. It just became an issue yesterday. You are not going to walk your dog and be on the road, because that defeats the fundamentals of you being alone or with the people that you're supposed to be. There was a little bit of flexibility to those that they live in the estate and all that. But even at the estate, you are not, because your neighbors in the estate will be walking three of you together. You are still one there. We're banking on your goodwill as South Africans. But if you are found not have done proper thing, then the law will act. By the way, the law has begun to act on this. We remember that case, and two people are already arrested. One went to Kruger National Park, was told that is positive, but he still went to Northern KZN and to another lodge. That person is arrested. The other one was told that is positive, went to his saloon, and as a result, we have quarantined four of members of the South African Police Service who was in contact. That one is charged for attempted murder. I guess that is a serious charge. Mm. So it's not just a tale that the act will take its place, the law will take its place, but we would love that is a last resort,
yeah.
Because the need for South Africans to be together on this one is
absolutely
the really big need. We don't have to push one another on this. We just need to be conscious about it and work together on it.
Second last question, Minister. I look at my Twitter timeline and I'm trying to get a sense of what bothers people as they think about tomorrow. And there are too many specific questions, but I'm seeing a pattern, and I would sum it up as follow. And just bear with me as I try and tell you what the pattern is. There are going to be specific situations where a judgment call must be made on the spot. For example, if a nurse, just one example of many that I'm getting, if a nurse starts her shift at 2 o'clock and I am her husband and I'm driving her at 2 o'clock, it is outside Minister Fikile Mbalula's times. In that kind of scenario, a soldier or a SAPS member stopping me will have a conversation with me. Some citizens, because of levels of trust and distrust, for better or worse, are worried about how that conversation might play out. Are you worried, or do you have confidence that your members will be able to make reasonable judgment calls about good faith explanations that a South African might give? If I'm on my way back alone in the car and a different cop stops me and I say, I've just come from Sunning Hill Hospital, I promise you, I'm on my way home. I dropped off Tampi, who had to go to work.
Look, the key word here is what puts you on the road. Is it essential? That's a key word. This is a nurse that is listed as providing essential service. The nurse will provide that essential service in loco if you are there. Something or somebody must take you there. And it happens this time that it's the husband or the boyfriend or whoever that takes you there. Indeed, it would have been easier if people that take nurses, because I guess you'd be taking the nurse almost every day or more days. It would be easier if maybe the hospital or the clinic of your wife gives you some form of evidence that indeed your wife works here.
Sure.
So that I show it to say I was taking so and so. But again, it's a goodwill of the security forces to say I was in hospital. Indeed, they are human beings. They think they can make that judgment.
Sure.
And they expect those judgments to be human as they are. Nothing punitive about this, but it's a facilitation and partnership. Let's do the best.
Absolutely.
And display all humanity than any hostility against each other on this one.
And then the last question, same one I'd asked to the defense minister. We need to make sure our security forces themselves don't infect and don't become infected with COVID-19. The last thing we want is to contain the virus for 21 days, but have cops that go back to barracks and one or two of them are ill and they infect one another. What are you doing to make sure that they are kept safe from me and that I'm kept safe from them? Because ultimately this is about flattening the curve.
It's a difficult one. Yesterday, I was lucky enough to be briefed about those preparations. We're trying to spend a lot of money in the defense of our forces on that one. I think we are almost adequate on the masks. Especially those that are working on the front line, on the CSC, those are community service centers, we used to call it church office. So especially those, because those that still face the queues of South Africans that are in distress, want to come there, the assistance, to seek an assistance on those particular matters. Put sanitization there as a police station. We hope most of our police station, if not all, they have it. We have tried to find some aprons, some gloves, and all that. But another thing, with the operations that will be there, we'll try that some of our members are on the field rather than in the confined walls of the station, so that they are there, keep the distance, it's easy there. So maybe half will be there, half of them now on the operation out there. And try as much as we can. Don't put them in one. Police will be in a kumbi. Balula has given us that any car that carries four people must carry one. Any that carries eight people must carry three. Stick with. And with the hope that, because you're not going to be sending a single police to a crime scene that might be dangerous. With the hope that police will be all over, will be on the road, and people will be able to get the company reinforcement as they respond to crime. By the way, there is one point that I can leave here. There is a lot of fear that the domestic violence against women and children might increase when people get frustrated in the homes, drinking at home and all that. We have increased the capacity of our FCS, that is family and children units in the police station. But we have also put the number, which I think is 0800-150-150, that people can, if they feel some form of abuse, they can phone that number so that we respond. But we are calling to families here that will be staying together, really to be kind to one another.
That's right.
And give a lot of family support to the people, to one another in those houses. We should not be responding to the people that abuse children and kids. The nation is abused enough by this situation. We don't need any additional abuse.
Minister, you've been incredibly generous and detailed. You've got a long day ahead of you. Thank you for the work that you're doing, and all the best for the day ahead.
Indeed, thanks very much. Thanks to the nation. Let's just, on this one, just pull together and make sure that we pull this one, because not pulling one will be a disaster. Really, let's work hard on it.
Absolutely. And that is, of course, our Minister of Police, General Becky Cele.